Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. If you're like me and you start removing some of the fun suckers from your life and some of the toxic energy vampires from your life, you will never look back and you will be so much happier.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger, your host, and I want to talk to you about what I talk to my kids about and what I talk to myself about when I do self-talk, which is, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, we already know that, but I'm going to ask you right now, how intentional are you when it comes to sort of living that phrase? You know, we all have friends that followed us from, you know, preschool through middle school, college, dental school, residency. And sometimes we have friends who lift us up, and sometimes we have people in our lives who bring us down. You know exactly who I'm talking about. And, you know, I'm in my mid to late 50s. I'd rather think mid, but I'm in my mid to late 50s. And in the last 5 years, I've taken an intentional approach to try to bring great people into my life, which I've been trying to do for decades, and make them a center part of it. But I've also been making a conscious effort to remove people from my life. And when you know what I'm talking about, you may have that friend who drags you down, who's always an energy suck. There's always a problem in their life. They're never positive. Maybe they have habits that when they're around you don't really help you a lot, whether it's overeating, overdrinking, overspending, other activities that potentially draw you in. And they're not good for you because they're going to rub off on you. And, you know, I think it's important for us to recognize that in professional life, we need great mentors. In our personal lives, we need great mentors. Our spiritual lives, or however you want to look at that. And they don't all have to be the same people. But I do think it's important that in all those arenas, we also consider taking people out of our lives. And if there's somebody who you just go, gosh, that person, toxic individual, they're always in my life. Every time I talk to them or the phone rings or they text me, I'm like, oh my God, why do you have that person in your life? Do your best. And again, this is not a long one today. This is pretty short. But do your best right now to make a list of the 2 or 3 or 5 or dare I say 10, I hope not, people in your life who are nothing but trouble. You know, and maybe they're fun to hang out with, but every time you come back from hanging out with them, you pay the price the next day. Why? Because they get you into trouble. You get to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily be doing, and they talk you into it. Oh, come on, spend that money. Oh, come on, have that extra couple of shots. Oh, come on, let's go do this or that. And maybe you don't really want to, but you do it anyway. Or maybe their life is just a mess, and every time you try to get together with them or talk to them, they bring nothing of value whatsoever into your life. Now, do not misconstrue this into believing that we can't be there to help our friends who need our help. But at the same time, when two bodies collide in physics, they both interact with each other and they both have an effect on one another, right? A little bit of each rubs off on the other. So if you're always helping that person, if you're always working with that individual, if they always have their life in shambles, I guarantee you part of it is rubbing off on you. And granted, you could say, you know what? I have such an amazing life. I can help people like this. There's a difference between being there to help and being there as friends who you're going to reach out to and try to hang out with on a regular basis. I'm just trying to throw it out there to you. Make a very concerted effort to weed out those in your life who are going to drag you down. Because you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You're the average of the five clinicians who you've learned from and who you spend the most time with. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with spiritually, right? You are the average of the five people you spend the most time when it comes to physical fitness. Again, give that some thought, let it sink in a little bit, and then make that list. And with 2024 coming, I know how you are about resolutions. Go get it and make it happen. And I promise you, if you're like me and you start removing some of the fun suckers from your life and some of the toxic energy vampires from your life, you will never look back and you will be so much happier. And I'm always here if you need me. If you haven't signed up for the Orthopreneur Summit, please go do so. OPSummit2024.com. I guarantee you, it's going to be the best orthodontic meeting you've ever been to for CE and for learning how to take your practice to the next level and have a manage even better life. So take care. Speak to you soon.